Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today. I'm Danny Hall on 100.9 WIFM, welcoming to our program from the Davie County and Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service, the agriculture field crops expert, Marcia McGraw. Good morning, Marcia.
Good morning.
I hope you're doing well today.
I am doing well. Thank you.
It's a pleasure to have you with us on the program. Looking forward to it. And we have some interesting stuff to talk about. I know summer's not yet here, but fast approaching. And that means that homeowners, farmers are going to start applying pesticides on the lawns, the gardens, and the farms. So I'd like for you, if you will, today, Marcia, give us some pesticide safety info to help us all make sure we're applying it correctly.
Yes, you're exactly right. It is getting warm, and we are getting ready to get out and get in the yards and on the farms. So some things that I would like to pass along in terms of pesticide safety, always read the label of the pesticide that you'll be applying. It should give you all the information you need and guide you to apply that pesticide correctly. Another thing that you need to make sure of is that you only use your product for the pest that is indicated for on the label.
Mm-hmm.
Never use more than recommended on the label. Some people think that they can apply double the amount and they're going to get double the coverage, and that's not the case. So only apply what the label recommends for you to apply. Make sure you always use protective measures when you're handling the pesticides, so gloves, mask, long sleeves, maybe closed-toed shoes, or anything that the label indicates that you need to wear. Before you apply the pesticide, make sure that there's no children around. You know, you pick toys up in your yard, your pets are put away,
mm-hmm.
and you want to keep all that away until the reentry period is up for that particular pesticide that you're applying. Make sure that you don't spray on a windy day or a rainy mm-hmm. day. We have to be very careful for drift
mm-hmm.
and our other surroundings. And always wash up after your application. Make sure you wash your hands and your face so that you get a good cleansing mm-hmm. after applying.
So really, safety first. That's a primary thing to think about.
That's correct.
And lo and behold, I know you're talking to a guy here, so follow those instructions.
Yes.
What?
We all want to stay safe.
That's what's written on the back of things, the instructions? Okay.
Yes, that's what those are.
Our guest is Marcia McGraw. Marcia's with the Davie and Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service. Marcia, back in 2016, I guess it was, the National Institute of Occupational Safety and Health said that 417 farmers and farm workers died from work-related accidents. So let's talk about some farm safety tips that will help prevent that for us.
Yes, farming is a very dangerous occupation. I don't think a lot of people realize that, and especially sometimes these guys get in a big hurry when it comes to doing the things that they need to get done, whether it be rain coming or, you know, some sort of deadline that they need to meet. So they need to be very mindful of, you know, what they are doing in terms of, you know, operating the heavy equipment that they use. One of the big things that have caused farm-related problems is the PTO shaft on a tractor.
Yeah.
You always need to make sure that you never reach across that PTO shaft or cross over it.
Mm-hmm.
You be very careful when you're wearing loose-fitted clothing because your clothes could get caught up in it, and so you want to be careful with that. And you always want to disengage that PTO when it is not in use.
Mm-hmm.
Another big accident problem that we see in farming is rollovers. So we want to make sure, a lot of the newer tractors now, the cabs are equipped for rollover, but you know, some guys still have some older model tractors, so we want to make sure that they do have some sort of rollover protection there. There are kits they can buy to put on some of these older model tractors, so that is available. Also, I know it's very easy to get in a tractor and not think about putting on your seatbelt, but
mm-hmm.
it's very important to also put on that seatbelt, because in the event that there is a rollover, having your seatbelt on will definitely keep you from being tossed around. Also, be mindful when you're working around grain bins or around augers. A lot of times we have problems and clogs in our bins, and the guys will try to go in to, you know, go in the bin when it's half full and see what's going on, and that's something that's very dangerous to do. So if you do have to enter a grain bin, always make sure that you have a harness. There are harnesses for that. And another thing that's really important in terms of that is to make sure that you have someone there with you.
Yeah.
So if something were to happen, that they would be able to get help immediately. Mm-hmm. so don't enter that alone. A lot of you guys that work with livestock, make sure that you're, you know, always use gentle guidance when you're moving them. You know, you need to also understand, too, you know, what the animal can actually see and where they can see. So you want to make sure you stand in the appropriate place so that you don't, you know, actually spook them, you know, when you're trying to work with them or move them. And finally, another big one is transporting equipment. You always want to make sure that you have the slow-moving vehicle symbol displayed on the equipment that you're transporting. You also want to make sure that you have proper mirrors so that you can see, you know, all around that equipment. And a big thing, too, is if you're, you know, transporting equipment or you're actually in, you know, some sort of tractor, if you will be making a left turn, always be very careful to look. You know, a lot of people will try to go around you on the left, so you want to be very careful and look before you make a left turn.
Ideally, you would always have someone with you when you're out working, but obviously that can't be the case with farmers out in fields and stuff.
Always have a way to contact someone, you know, if something were to happen, that hopefully you would be able to make that contact if no one is there with you.
Marcia McGraw is our guest. Marcia is the Extension Agent, Agriculture and Field Crops for Davie and Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service. What, obviously, with summertime, and we are definitely expecting really, really warm summer, heat-related illnesses, some of the warning signs, what we should be aware of, what symptoms to look for, and what to do.
It is getting hot, and I was actually out doing a test spot last week and found myself getting really hot on Friday. So it's important to kind of be able to recognize some symptoms that you may notice in someone, especially working out in the heat. So we'll talk about a few and maybe some things that they can do or that you may notice, some things that you should do if you do notice these symptoms. Obviously, a big one is a heat stroke. So if you have someone that has a very high body temperature, typically 103 or over, if you notice that their skin may be like hot or red or dry or damp, if they have a very fast, strong pulse, you know, if they're experiencing headache, dizziness, or nausea, even confusion or passing out, it's very likely this person could be possibly suffering from a heat stroke. So immediately you would want to call 911. If you can, you want to get that person to a cooler place and maybe help lower their body temperature a little bit with like the cool cloths or like a cool bath. Another thing that people experience with warm weather is heat exhaustion. So you may notice some heavy sweating. They may be cold, pale, have clammy skin. They'll have like a fast, weak pulse. Also, they'll experience nausea, maybe vomiting. They may have some muscle cramps, tired or weak, and maybe dizzy, and could also pass out. So if someone is experiencing these symptoms, you want to move them to a cool place, loosen their clothing if you can. Again, cool them down with some sort of wet cloth or a cool bath, and then just give them a little bit of water to sip on. If these symptoms continue, you definitely want to seek medical help, especially if they're not improving at all or if they start to experience some vomiting. And another thing that we see sometimes in the summer would be heat cramps. Most of the time that just involves muscle spasms, maybe a lot of pain in the abdomen, their arms or legs. So if someone, you know, is experiencing those symptoms, you may want to find a cool, shady place to have them sit, give them a little bit of water to drink. And again, you know, if these symptoms don't get better within an hour or so, you may want to seek medical attention just to see if, you know, you need to go further with that. And just always remember, in the heat, it gets very hot in the summer. So if you're working in the heat, make sure you drink plenty of fluids. You keep some sort of fluids around you at all time. Wear really light clothing. Always try to apply sunscreen or use a wide brim hat to keep you kind of cool. And the main thing is, if you can avoid working during the hottest part of the day, that's one of the best things to do if it's possible. And if not, just make sure you kind of take some of these measures to keep yourself cool.
And staying hydrated is just vitally important. In fact, it, yes, can prevent some of these things if you're cautious enough, right?
That's correct.
All right.
That's correct.
Marcia McGraw, great information today. We really appreciate it and always looking forward to a conversation with you. And I know we'll do many more in the future. Marcia McGraw, the Extension Agent, Agriculture and Field Crops, Davie County, Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service. Thank you for joining us today. Hope you have a great rest of the week.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And folks, thank you for joining us for Extension Today right here on WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM, presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.